Why is a simple treatment not reaching children who need it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Niraj Sood, professor in the Price School of Public Policy at the University of Southern California, explores this preventable problem.
Every year, nearly 500,000 children lose their lives to diarrhea globally, a tragedy that is largely preventable with a low-cost and widely available treatment known as oral rehydration salts, or ORS. Most providers know that ORS is highly effective at treating diarrhea, yet few prescribe it. We wanted to find out why. We looked at three leading explanations why doctors might not recommend ORS in India, which has the most cases of child diarrhea in the world. The first was that ORS is out of stock. The next explores whether doctors have financial incentives and earn more by prescribing antibiotics, even though it is ineffective for viral diarrhea. Lastly, we wanted to look at patient preferences, specifically whether doctors assume patients don't want ORS. We recruited over 2,000 providers in India and trained actors to pose as parents seeking treatment for their child's diarrhea. These actors randomly expressed a preference for ORS or antibiotics or no preference. Some indicated purchasing medicine elsewhere to control for financial motives. Half the participating towns received a guaranteed ORS supply to test stockout effects. Surprisingly, provider perception of patient preference for antibiotics was the biggest culprit, contributing to 42% of underprescription. Stockouts and financial incentives played a minor role at 6 and 5% respectively. When patients expressed a preference for ORS, prescription rates soared by 27 percentage points. This impact was significantly greater than eliminating stockouts or removing financial incentives. Clear communication between patients and doctors is key to boosting ORS use and saving lives. These results can be used to inform interventions that address provider misperceptions and empower patients to express their preferences.
That was Niraj Sood of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.